This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, August 11th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated for your comeback of a lifetime. JAB Holding Company is gathering some of its brands under one platform with the formation of Panera Brands, a group that will include Panera Bread, Caribou Coffee, and Einstein Brothers Bagels. Einstein CEO Jose Alberto Dunez and Caribou CEO John Butcher will continue to lead their respective companies and report to Panera Bread CEO Niran Chaudhary, who has been named Group CEO of Panera Brands. The technology-enabled home care startup Honor has acquired one of the largest providers of personal home care in the country, Home Instead. The acquisition became effective last week, and financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. Together, the organization will represent more than $2.1 billion in home care services revenue. ServiceMaster Brands is moving its headquarters from Memphis to Atlanta. The move comes after Atlanta investor Roark Capital completed a $1.5 billion buyout of ServiceMaster Brands in October. True Blue Total House Care has joined the Homes Renewed Coalition. The coalition is a cross-industry organization dedicated to increasing the number of accessible and safe homes available for residents to live in throughout their lives. Louis Tenenbaum, founder of the Homes Renewed Coalition, said, "We are currently lobbying Congress for incentives so that consumers can use their retirement funds without tax or penalty to pay for essential home modifications that allow seniors to safely age in place. True Blue's voice will be instrumental in this campaign." Sean Fitzgerald, president of True Blue, said, "Because of our similar missions, we believe that working together with Homes Renewed will have a greater impact on helping seniors across the country age safely and comfortably in their own homes, rather than being placed in senior communities or assisted living facilities." Pita Pit International has been sold to Montreal-based Foodtastic. Chris Fountain, CEO of Pita Pit, said, "We are excited about the future of the brand and the extremely capable hands of the Foodtastic Group." And Peter Mamas, president and CEO of Foodtastic, said, "We look forward to working with all our new franchisees and growing the brand both in Canada and internationally." Pizza Hut and Beyond Meat are rolling out Beyond Pepperoni as a test in nearly 70 locations across 5 U.S. markets. The company says it is made from plant-based ingredients like peas and rice with no GMOs, soy, gluten, hormones, antibiotics, or cholesterol. Georgine Erickson, chief brand officer, said, "It delivers the same iconic taste as our original pepperoni that fans know and love. With this new plant-based option, we're giving customers more choices and more reasons to love Pizza Hut." Thanks to today's sponsors, Location 3, the digital marketing agency that delivers enterprise strategy with local activation. Location 3 helps the world's most recognized multi-unit brands achieve growth with customized omni-channel marketing programs. From data optimization and technology integration to performance-focused marketing and advertising, Location 3 can help you reach more customers and grow your business. Contact them today at location3.com. Location 3, enterprise strategy, local activation. And the International Franchise Expo is back and in person September 24th and 25th at the Javits Center in New York City. And we will be there podcasting from the exhibit hall and speaking with leaders from many great franchise brands. Engage with visitors pre-show, on-site, and post-show through the IFE via digital and print marketing, enhanced sponsorships, and pre-setting of appointments. To find out more about these opportunities and to reserve your booth, contact Sheila Fisher at sheila.fisher@comexposium.com. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network.